hour number two here, WEEI Afternoons. Christian Arcan, Andy Hart, nice to have you with us here today. We'll be joined by Adam Schefter in about 40 minutes. Looking forward to talking with him. That was Devontae Adams on the shop with LeBron James, and you heard Robert Kraft there as well. Were they the only two guests? It was Kraft and Adams?
There were a couple other people who I didn't recognize, but
I don't know who else.
Those were barbers.
Yeah, the actual barbers.
No, Kraft was actually cutting Adam's hair during
right.
It.
They all drink like big glasses of wine the whole time. Like it's very posh, very sophisticated. Anyway, that was Devontae Adams talking about the hiring of Jerod Mayo, which I was surprised Kraft didn't pull out the I don't see color card there. That was interesting. He's like, yeah, you know, having a black head coach, and Kraft's like, yeah, we do.
Don't you have that backwards?
What?
Wasn't it Mayo who said? Oh no, you have to see color. Robert
Kraft said,
color,
"I don't see color."
And Mayo says, "I have to see color."
Right.
I didn't really love the Devontae cut. I mean, I know we're not really going down that road, but he's like, not racism or anything negative. It's just there. It matters more. But like, why? You have a reason why you think, right? Like, there's definitely a negative connotation there.
Yeah, there is.
I can't take it. And Robert was just like, oh, I appreciate you saying that.
Right, with the Patriots, definitely.
You know, racists up in the Northeast finally have a black head coach. That's how I took it.
The Celtics were the first team to have a black head coach.
Right. Did they also have the first starting five?
Yeah, that's true. Red Auerbach had the first all-black starting five and drafted the first black player. Not to say, oh, look at Boston, we're so great because of the Celtics.
We know what he was saying.
In general, the sports region, it's not, you know, like the I feel like that's been, and there's been incidents, obviously, all throughout, but when it comes to hiring and things like that, yeah, the Patriots have never had a black head coach before, but that wasn't something that no Boston team had ever had. And
right.
This was finally.
Plus, even if they do,
right?
Just because Jerod Mayo is the head coach of the Patriots doesn't mean, oh, we finally got rid of all racism.
That too,
in
right? Yeah, of course.
Like, I don't think it works that way.
I don't know. Maybe he was just thinking of something to say there for Robert Kraft. Either way, Brian unearthed that yesterday, and I wonder, you know, like, is that something that Devontae Adams, like, when he's looking for this is the twilight of Devontae Adams' career, right?
Yes,
you say. I think he's fallen off a little bit. He may have a resurgence in his 30s, like Randy Moss did, coming from the Raiders. A lot of similarities there, but he would be going to a team, I think, that has a strong offense, a strong quarterback situation, and whether or not the head coach is African American or white or Asian or anything, I don't think he's coming to New England.
What about? Is there any chance? Now, I'm really grasping at straws here. I'm going to be honest. Sort of just telling you what it is. Is there any chance that he has a relationship with Robert Kraft?
Maybe.
Coming off this?
They get their haircut at the same place, it seems like. Yeah.
And maybe they exchange cell numbers. Who knows? Maybe they text. It'd probably be tampering. I don't know
probably.
But not if you're just like, hey, how was that steak you ordered? Or like, I don't know, something non-football related. I don't think it makes any sense.
Hey, are you at this Gucci Mane concert?
Right.
Text them?
They might have, you know, weird
I'm
sort
backstage.
Of intermingling of associates or friends or connections. I don't, on the surface, it makes no sense to me. Can you sell it to me? Can you really and
like, sell Devontae Adams and the Patriots?
Yeah.
I think so. I think you can sell it. You can sell it as you bring him in here as an investment for Drake May in the future. You bring him in here as
someone. So next year.
Well, you bring him in now to secure him and to get him because he's available, and you have to get a guy like that when he's available.
You want a 32-year-old with Drake May.
Yes. What's wrong with a 32-year-old being with Drake May?
He's kind of old.
Fine, but if he's still good, who cares how old he is? I'm not talking about someone that's going to grow old with Drake May and be around all his whole life. I'm talking about his whole career or whatever. I'm talking about someone early on in his career who knows how to get open, who knows how to make big plays down the field, someone who can be a safety valve for Drake May, which he doesn't have right now. I'm sorry, that just doesn't exist on this roster. There's no safety valves on this roster.
Hunter Henry.
There's also no playmakers, so you bring that in, you give him to the kid. That's what we all sort of wanted this offseason, isn't it? That caliber of player, a number one wide receiver to pair with this rookie quarterback.
Younger,
why wouldn't you go for it
preferably.
When you get a chance? I don't care how old they are.
Also,
I don't think it's that big of a deal.
All the money you're dreaming of spending, this eats a good chunk of it.
Big deal.
$32 million, I believe, next year.
Absolutely. That's fine
so
with me.
So 130 is down to 100.
Fine
Not
with
that
me.
That means you don't have any money. So
oh, no, $100 million. However, will we make that
Because I don't
work?
Think he's probably redoing his contract for here to take less money. I wouldn't
expect him, and I wouldn't ask him.
I just don't. On the surface, yes. Do I want to sell Devontae Adams jerseys, and does it make me more excited? But not this year, because you just yelled at me and told me they're not playing Drake May this year.
Right.
So I'm just watching Jacoby Brissett not throw to Devontae Adams.
Well, yeah, I mean, that could be what you end up right? with here, and that's probably why he wouldn't want to come in the first place. Because I'm going to be there with Jacoby Brissett, and you're going to keep me stashed in the wings,
right.
or keep this kid stashed in the wings, instead of letting us start to develop our chemistry. If you bring in Devontae Adams, I almost think you have to put Drake May in. You have to put him in to start to establish something with this receiver that you just spent
all this
money on.
Is there pressure there?
Probably, yeah.
Because they already don't trust
him. Well, God forbid they have a little pressure, you know?
Well, like, I'm playing the side of the street that says everything has to be perfect for Drake to play and blah, blah, blah.
Pressure with Davante Adams as opposed to no pressure with Kendrick Bourne? Like, I'll take the pressure in Davante Adams.
And I also think sort of the perception I have of Drake May from observing him, he would look at Davante Adams and be like, hell yeah, let's do this. I'll throw the ball down the field to Devonta. Like, I think that would excite him as a competitor and as a guy who, football fan, whatever. I just don't know if it really makes any sense. So the second question I would ask you, since we're all having to become more NFL fans here, because the team that is right here is, well, not great.
Good. Not good. Not fun to watch.
Do you care where he goes? Like, do you have a rooting interest in, because me, it's the Jets. It's all Jets all the time, because I don't know if they're a Super Bowl contender or not, but just to add to that soap opera, I feel like it makes that story better. Either he takes them to the Super Bowl and they're competing and they're in the conversation, or you get Davante Adams and it still doesn't work, this is going
to
get ugly.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I'd like to see there be a little bit more competition at the top of the division, I think, and there would be if Adams was there on the Jets. I think
they
right now
they should be the favorite with Adams.
It's the Bills' division, and the Bills look like the best team, even though they got mollywopped by Baltimore this past week. But I think that, in general, they're still considered the class of the division. You bring in Adams, that becomes a question. So, yeah, I'd probably root for that, too.
Okay, other than because everybody's... Adams is going to the Jets, 617. Yeah, we see it. We all
probably
think, okay,
yeah,
maybe. But what if he doesn't?
They can scare up a second round pick.
Like, I don't really get excited about him going to New Orleans. That's not really fun. Dallas, yes.
Dallas,
Minnesota,
yeah.
Yes. Even Washington. The story of the league right now is Jaden Daniels and how good he is. I would get more excited about Washington. Suddenly,
Washington I'd be more excited about than Dallas or Minnesota, because I feel like in both of those places he wouldn't be the number one target. You know, he'd be second or third on the
Doesn't
depth chart in some
though.
Of those
it's
places.
It's fun either way.
No, but you wouldn't see as much of him. He wouldn't make as many plays, I guess is the point.
Or he might make more plays.
He goes to
the
Jets, it's just him and Wilson, and like those two I'd say are about equal. Like, you know, you're behind Justin Jefferson. You're behind, what was the other team you just said? You're behind CeeDee Lamb. You know?
Yeah, but
like,
yeah. Now you're a number two, and you're getting what number twos get. Less coverage, less focus, and you're a Hall of Fame receiver who's usually the focal point, Green Bay or Vegas. So I think that might open up opportunities for him to shine and make plays. He would be fun, but I think he would be most fun in Washington with Terry McLaurin, because I think that might make them a legitimate, we can make the playoffs year one with Jaden Daniels. Like, that changes everything. Also, another example of what we've talked about, desired locations or whatever, the Commanders, they were toxic not long ago, including their name. Like, the culture, the owner, glass ceilings, not the kind that prevent women from going up, but that allow men to be creeps
to look
underneath
up into
women,
the bathroom,
that whole thing. Yeah. And now all of a sudden, Washington is like the team people want to go to, the team people want to watch, the team people care about. That's all you need. Put Drake May in and you'll be the Commanders.
Yeah.
How about Baltimore and they could finally beat Kansas City?
Well, will they? Like,
will that get them over the hump?
Will they?
Still probably no.
Or is Lamar going to do Lamar?
I think this, now he has no excuse, right? You get him Adams. He has Adams, Flowers, Andrews, likely, and he still can't win. Then you sort of get an answer on Lamar Jackson, right?
Yeah, probably.
You sort of find out, like, obviously he's a great player. He's won two MVPs. But you sort of realize, like, this guy just can't get it done. You know, through
Baltimore needs a guy like that more to get over the top in terms of like the top of the AFC. The Jets need him more to get to over the Bills. You know, like that's sort of the difference, I'd say. The Jets are a level below the Ravens and the Chiefs and the rest of those
right
teams.
Now,
I think. Yeah, maybe that'll change when the season goes on. But I sort of consider them a step below that. The Ravens, I think, are a little more on par with the Chiefs. And if they get someone like Adams, that could push them. On paper, anyway, over the top, we'd see that.
We also haven't even mentioned, because they haven't been mentioned, but is Kansas City not an option in any way?
I would think probably
not. I would love to see him go.
I'd like to see that, too, but you said it yesterday. In division is very, very unlikely.
Yeah, that's true.
Like a first-round pick.
That's a great
point.
I forgot about my own great point.
It was a good point yesterday, and that's what everyone's been saying today. I think Schefter wrote that today. He's like, there's no way they're going
to trade him. Well, he heard me say it, obviously.
via Drew Hart on WEEI Afternoons. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Quick break. Brian Frisoco is going to tell you what's trending, and when we come back, the Patriots have bottomed out in the power rankings. Is there a team in the NFL that they're better off than? We'll get to that next. Patriots losing to the Niners. We'll talk with Adam Schefter here in about 20 minutes. Looking forward to that. The Patriots are at the bottom of the ESPN power rankings. They were 29th after last week's loss to the Jets. They've now fallen to number 32 in the NFL. You agree with that? Are they the worst team in the league right now?
I don't know. They're favored over the Dolphins. Yes, I believe they're the worst team in the NFL right now because they're losing. They're a team that had no talent that's losing a bunch of talent.
Yeah, it's a good way of looking at it.
And games. Mm-hmm. Getting embarrassed. Absolutely embarrassed. What do you say? Mollywopped?
Mollywopped.
Yeah, I like that. I might add that to my vocabulary.
Your lexicon.
Mollywopped. They're getting mollywopped on the road the last couple of weeks.
We were mollywopped in that cricket match.
Yeah, they stink. And they're 32nd. I pulled up my Fox power rankings, mm-hmm. also 32nd.
Okay.
They fell from 31st a week earlier. But I would like to put this in our spin zone and come out the other side.
Okay.
Spin zone.
Spin zone.
Spin zone. Spin
my head right it's the spin zone with Arcand and Hart on WEEI.
This song was in the Aaron Hernandez episode last night when he goes to work out in Laguna before the combine.
Okay.
And then he, spoiler alert, Aaron Hernandez
found a new dude.
New dude. New dude out in Laguna.
He's always looking for a new dude, whether it's on his motorcycle, yep. whether it's like in the library.
That's pretty much the backbone of the show so far is Aaron Hernandez and the dudes. And listen, I mean, you know, this is the story that they're telling, and that's fine. It's just we're five episodes in now. This the latest one takes us up to the combine, and the last, like, two scenes. Robert Kraft is in it, and Belichick is played by Leo Butts or whatever his name is.
Oh, yeah.
You get your first look at Leo Butts as Bill Belichick and the decision to draft him. That was at the very end. So you finally get a glimpse into the Patriots aspect of this, and I'd imagine with only five episodes left, I got to get to the murders pretty soon here. So,
you'd think,
you know, that's
imagine
that's probably
if they never cover
next.
It. It's only about his
just football
that he's gay,
his like, romantic life.
Yeah, it's all about the dudes, and they're like, oh wait, there was a murder. Wow, we should have read that script a little closer.
Yeah. I got to be honest though, that ending last night kind of made me sad. It did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he was a horrible dude. He did horrible things. But
they
just,
really humanized him.
Yeah, they really did. In that moment where he finally gets the call from the Patriots and him and his brother had just had this huge fight, but they run back and they're like, yes. And this kid's from Connecticut and he's getting signed to his home team. And I just, knowing how the story ended, my heart broke, man.
Yeah, wow. it was kind of sad. I agree
with
that.
Who knew Stiz was such a sentimental type?
It was. I mean, listen, they've really, and I'm surprised, I was a little surprised to see this. They're really humanizing him.
Yeah, that's a great point.
You know, like this guy who killed these people, well, allegedly killed these people and was convicted of one of them. I think he was not convicted of the other two. But either way, a very bad guy. And they've, in four
Troubled.
Episodes anyway, humanized him a lot, which I'm surprised. I'm a little surprised to see that. One last thing about the Hernandez thing before we move on. It's so distracting. His brother was big in this last episode. His brother, the kid who plays his brother, looks more like Aaron Hernandez than the kid playing Aaron Hernandez. And
Facts.
It's driving me crazy.
Really
he looks the brother up. Looks just like him. The brother looks just like him. And then here comes the guy playing Aaron Hernandez looks like Ronnie from Jersey Shore. That's who he looks like.
Yeah,
like
he does.
100% that's who he looks like. And every time I watch him, I'm like, this guy looks like Ronnie, man. Like, I'm waiting for him and Sammy Sweetheart to have a fight.
GTL.
And him to throw all the her bed and their blanket and everything out on the porch. That's what I, whenever I watch that show, that's what I think. Anyways, Spin Zone.
So, Spin Zone. I can come up with at least, let's say 10, around 10 teams on this list that are ahead of the Patriots. Because, well, everybody's ahead of the Patriots on these power rankings. The Patriots might be in a better spot then. And I can make a simple argument. So, 31st is your opponent this week, the Miami Dolphins, right?
Yep.
Who you're favored over. They just handed, I don't know, a couple $100 million to a quarterback who there's at least a possibility he never plays for them again. And since he stopped playing, your genius head coach, since that you just extended through the 28-28 season, has been exposed as nothing more than a quarterback coattail riding fraud. So you're better off than the Miami Dolphins. 30th. The Tennessee Titans. Who's their quarterback?
Tennessee Titans quarterback
you
is
have
right
no
now
idea.
Mason Rudolph or Will Levis.
Okay, so they have a quarterback controversy between Mason Rudolph, who has sneaky winning record, who knew, and Will Levis, who has great guns but not a great quarterback. He throws the ball to the other team more than he throws it to his own team, right?
Yes.
They have aging wide receivers. You don't have wide receivers. They have aging wide receivers. Of course, they still got Treylon Burks on the roster. They wasted a first-round pick on. You're in a better spot than the Tennessee Titans. I don't know if their coach can coach either, so you're even there. Jacksonville Jaguars, they're next. They just handed $260 million to Trevor Lawrence, who last won a game like, I don't know, a year and a half ago or something. And
it was the weekend after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and it wasn't even a real game. It was the Panthers. That doesn't count. You have a losing quarterback and a coach who's about to lose his job, and you play some of your games in London because you're not even really supported in your stinky city that I didn't like for a Super Bowl and I never, ever want to go back to. How about the New York Football Giants? What's happening there? Oh, you're about to can your coach, who's a good coach, by the way, good offensive mind. You're going to send him to the Patriots, where he's going to elevate Drake May and the Patriots offense, and you don't have a quarterback. You don't even have close to a quarterback. You got Danny Dimes. Sorry, you're behind the Patriots. Carolina Panthers, you just benched Bryce Young, a guy you traded up number one overall last year. Patriots, you're in a better off than the Panthers. Browns, you got Deshaun Watson, who's still got two more years guaranteed at the highest cap numbers in the history of the National Football League. You're obviously worse off than the Patriots. How about
I disagree with you there. The Browns' defense is good.
I don't care about the Browns' defense.
The Browns'
you don't have a quarterback,
defense is
you don't
good,
win.
And they have a better quarterback than you. I'm sorry.
They don't.
Yes, they do.
Who?
I take Watson over Brissett.
I wouldn't.
I would.
Watson's horrific.
Watson's bad. Brissett's bad, too. I mean, at least Watson at one point in his career had something.
Brissett's not really a starting quarterback. Watson, you traded multiple first-round picks and handed the biggest contract guaranteed in the history of the National Football League to, and you're still on the hook for two more
years. Everybody in the NFL has to give big contracts out to their quarterbacks, Andy. That's not some big surprise.
But when you're wrong about it, it hinders your future.
It does, kind of, but the Patriots aren't paying a quarterback, and their future sucks,
too. And their contract is not a fake contract. It's guaranteed. It's the biggest cap numbers ever held by any
player. That's how it's going now. I mean, I'm sorry. That is how it's going to keep going. It's going to keep trending in that direction.
No, his is fully guaranteed. It's different. Anyway, the Raiders, 25. You better off than the Raiders?
No.
Yes, you are. You know why?
I don't think so.
Their owner. Come on. Their owner's a bit of a boob. And their head coach, you know for a fact their head coach
your owner hasn't had a great year.
Hasn't had a great year.
Your owner had, at the very beginning of the season, had this big expose about what a for the Hall of Fame. I was debasing himself to get into the Hall of Fame. It was
about
on behalf of Robert Kraft.
Yeah, more about.
Not to mention all the stuff with the documentary and everything else. I agree. The Raiders don't have a great owner. But
and they don't have a quarterback at all. At least you have one on your roster that you wanted, correct?
Yes.
They don't.
You're also
you're trading away your best player.
You're basing all of this on the idea that Drake May is going to be better than all these guys.
No, but I don't know that he isn't. I know these guys suck and are in crappy situations at the quarterback position, right? Those are facts.
Right.
I'm spewing facts. Have I said anything that's not true?
In the sense that they're all worse off than the Patriots, yes. I don't think that's necessarily true. You're speculating on that.
No, they're worse off than the Patriots because they are heavily invested in things that are not paying dividends.
Sure. The Patriots just spent a third overall pick on a quarterback.
But we don't know if
good.
It's paying dividends.
But we don't know that he is the point.
But we know they suck. I'd rather not know and have hope than already be in the, oh, crap, what have we done? We gave this guy $260 million boat.
Fine.
Drake May could be good. Trevor Lawrence is going down Bust Boulevard.
Yeah, but I would say all these teams, just about every single one of them that you've mentioned, have better teams around their quarterbacks than the Patriots, though.
Which is even more alarming.
Every single one of
them. It's even more alarming. That means that guy sucks even more than I think he sucks, right? Because Drake May has to get people around him. He could suck initially just because the guys around him suck, and then if I surround him. But other teams, let's look at Will Levis.
Mm-hmm.
You wanted Ridley really badly, right?
Yes.
Everybody wanted Hopkins really bad. He has him. And what's he doing with him?
Not much.
Putting big L's on his forehead, giving the ball to the other team instead of his litany of receivers. Now, this one gets debatable, the Arizona Cardinals. I don't like Kyler Murray. I'm not a Kyler Murray guy. I think you're tied into Kyler Murray, and I think he's a little bit of a dog. Oh, we got to make him study. And then I would even go one more spot up, the 22nd ranked Indianapolis Colts. I have no faith in their coach. And Anthony Richardson is going down the road of this guy's a great athlete. His RAS is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Can he play quarterback in the NFL? Or do you have a version of him and his name is Joe Milton? You just don't have him as your franchise quarterback and you didn't take him as the first round. I think there's some similarity.
Joe Flacco?
Joe Milton. Joe Milton's on your team, and I think he can do what Anthony Richardson does.
I see what you're saying.
And they're both bad NFL quarterbacks.
Got it, okay.
And you didn't invest a first-round pick in Joe Milton. You took a flyer on him.
In the sixth round,
right?
Yes, that's true.
Doesn't Richardson have the worst completion percentage in the league right now?
Yeah, but he threw that one bomb. That was awesome that one time.
That was awesome.
I saw a tweet. It was like he can make throws only 1% of the league can make, but he also can't make throws that 99% of the league can make.
I think I just did a great spin job, sales job, of the Patriots being better off long-term than almost half of the National Football League, all those teams that are currently ranked higher than you in everybody's power rankings.
Yeah, and if you're looking at it purely on the sense of the owner and how much money they have invested in quarterbacks and things like that, then I guess you could make that argument.
Owner, coach, and quarterback.
Yeah, but in terms of the actual team and what they look like and what their future looks like, I don't think the Patriots have this big, bright future. I don't.
Oh, I do.
I really don't.
$150 million. I didn't even get into the draft picks.
Some of the teams on the list that you just mentioned, I think, can turn it around before the Patriots get good.
Name
I think
three.
That's. I think that Cleveland certainly can.
How?
I think they'll be able to figure out a way.
$70 million a year going to a quarterback who stinks
for what? 2 more years? I mean, yeah. So yeah,
that's
okay.
A lifetime. Drake May will be in the Super Bowl at the end of that.
Oh really? Okay, Drake May in the Super Bowl.
I'm in the spin zone. Remember, I'm go round and round.
I think the Raiders could probably get a quarterback before then. I think the Cardinals are already better. The Giants, I think, can get better than you.
I think the Cardinals are a mess.
I think all of that.
How long till they move on from Kyler Murray?
From Kyler Murray? I don't know. How much longer is he signed for?
He just signed, so I would say 4 years.
4 more years? I think he finishes that contract.
Wow.
Yeah.
Then you're definitely better off than them. I nailed the hell out of this segment. It's not done
yet.
In
your own mind, you certainly did.
Isn't that the only place that it matters? And I'm getting calls and texts. People tell me how great I am.
I don't see any of that.
Yeah, you should look on the other screen.
I'm not seeing anybody saying that. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. If you've called to tell Andy how great he is and he needs it right now, go ahead and do that. Ted is in the car. Go ahead, Ted.
Andy, let me just say how great you are because you are the best by far.
Thank you, Ted.
I was calling to get your guys' opinion, but I'm just wondering, did the Patriots make the right move in getting rid of Belichick with the way the team is this year? And you know, they're kind of hurting Mayo's status as a coach at the moment. I mean, I know it's early in the season, but he's going to have to try to draw players here, which is hard to do in the beginning anyways because of players don't necessarily like playing in New England. And with this team not looking good, how are they going to get better even for next year, saying that this year is done?
That's a good point, Ted, and why I don't
call,
necessarily
Ted.
Agree with Andy, because I think that this team is so bad that it's going to be more than a year or two rebuild here, even if Drake May is not bad. Even if Drake May is a competent quarterback, I think it's going to take a couple of years before you drag yourself up out of this morass that you're in right now. And you're down there with some other bad teams. All the teams you just listed, I mean, Jacksonville, they haven't won a game yet this year. You know, like the Giants are not good. These are all bad teams. I agree with you. But I think they have more of a foundation to build off of than the Patriots do.
So my one concern with teams like Jacksonville and the Giants is the only way that I would spin zone them better than you is if you think Gerard Mayo is already toast. And I think there are some people in Patriot Nation.
Some people never thought he was that good, right? Yeah.
If you already are like, we're never going to be good under Mayo. We need another coach. Because I agree with you. I think Mayo is guaranteed 2 years and might get three. And if you're let's say the Giants, if they fire Dable, well, now they have a head start on the rebuild because if they get the right coach, they might jumpstart the rebuild. So if you are all out on Gerard Mayo, I think it's fair to question where the Patriots are going. I'm not all out on him. I have doubts. I have questions. I didn't like the first sentence of his press conference today when he goes, we're not going to, paraphrasing, we're not going to overlook the Dolphins. And it's like,
You're not overlooking anyone, man.
Who the hell thought you could overlook a high school team, never mind the Miami Dolphins right now? Like that, he says little things every once in a while that really concern me.
Yeah, that was. I agree. I didn't like that either. Neil was in New Hampshire before the break. Go ahead, Neil.
Hey, how you doing? First-time caller. Love the show.
Thanks, Neil.
Andy, you're great.
Thank you, Neil!
You guys are the good, bad, and the ugly.
That's you, bad, and ugly.
Am I the ugly?
Yes, but I love you too.
How about the short and the ugly?
You could do a great thing and spin it the other way and make it horrible and get pissed off about it. I love it.
Yeah.
Hey, I got an easy solution for the Jacoby Brissett and Drake May situation. Have they ever heard of a two-quarterback set?
Have you ever heard of a two-quarterback set?
Like
Mark Sanchez and Tim Tebow is the last one I can think. Oh, maybe Carr and the big goon they have in
Taysom
New Orleans.
Hill.
Taysom Hill, yeah. That's the only ones I can think of.
Big goon is kind of offensive.
Isn't he a big goon? Taysom Hill, he's like a big
he's
goon.
He's kind of a fullback
like a tight
slash
end
quarterback.
Tight quarterback. Yeah,
yeah,
that's why I call him a big goon.
No, I don't. I think the old adage that if you have two quarterbacks, you have no quarterbacks mm-hmm. is 100% accurate. Now, there's been colleges have done it. It was that year, talking about Hernandez, the Chris Leak, Tim Tebow, the early transition
in
there.
In college, it happens a lot. In the NFL,
ball coach at Florida used to do it.
That's because you have a lot of good recruits and you want to get...
You will not have... a two QB system. I don't care whether they're on the field together, not on the field together. Don't get along. Get along. Nope. If you have two, you have none. It's too important a position.
617-779-7937 is the phone number. When we come back, Adam Schefter joins the show. WEEI Afternoons, Christian Arkin, Andy Harton joining us right now. ESPN's Adam Schefter, who is brought to you by Liberty Bank. Mr. Schefter, welcome. How you doing, sir?
Christian and Andy, how are we doing today?
We're doing great. Now, you're all over the news, Adam, as a replacement, potential replacement for Adrian Wojnarowski. Now, when we talked to you the last couple of weeks, you talked about Woj and about how, him moving on was this big decision for him. What are you, bored or something? You know, you're breaking all the footballs good. Now you're going to dip your hat into the basketball world as well. Can you give us a scoop here maybe today?
Well, first of all, I love what I do. I'm honored to have the job I have. I've covered the NFL now for 35 years. It's been fantastic, and I've loved it. I also love the NBA, and I love news, and I love big stories. And it's probably not practical to make it happen right now. If Woj had waited till the end of our contracts, I would have been interested in talking about that. If ESPN wanted to talk about me chipping in on NBA news and coverage, yeah, I'd have some interest. I don't think that it's overly practical right now. Did have one discussion with somebody. Don't think it'll develop into anything. But again, I love news. I love stories. I love the NBA. So I'm always open to anything. But I'm very happy with my job. And I have had the great honor of covering the NFL for 35 years and look forward to doing it for a long time still.
Well, as you said, you have 35 years doing it and you've cultivated all these rock-solid relationships throughout the league. Wouldn't that be sort of a daunting task to kind of start anew in the NBA?
Actually, not really. You know, I've done some moonlighting of NBA games before, and I enjoyed stepping in and getting to know some people in the NBA world. And if it were to happen, and again, we're not tracking that way, but if it were to happen, there would be introductions that would be made. I think that there's a certain understanding of how news works and when stories are ready to go, and there would be an absolute learning curve to going from the NFL to the NBA, and it would not be a simple thing to do, but news is news and stories are stories. And I've always felt like you could take reporters in one area if they work hard enough and have them transition and do other things. You know, Will McDonough used to cover a lot of different sports. It's not like, it's never been done before. And Will was a legend. He did it. Chris Mortensen covered baseball and football. I think if you care, you're conscientious, I think it can be done. And again, it would be a huge challenge, an enormous undertaking, but the idea of it is certainly intriguing.
So let's stick to your area of expertise for now.
For now.
Davante Adams, sounds like he is on the trading block. When do you think that could come down, and are the Jets the front runner that everybody seems to perceive them to be?
They are the team that makes the most sense. They have the quarterback he knows. The quarterback would want it to happen. They have the cap space. And so, to me, that's the most logical one. Now, it doesn't mean it will happen that way at all, because I think Davante Adams also has an interest in the Saints and reuniting with his former Raiders and college teammate Derek Carr. I think there are other teams like the Steelers that have checked in. And who knows how this is going to work out in the end. The one thing I feel pretty confident in is that they're going to be in a position where they're going to have to trade him, because it feels like it's just kind of gone down that direction. And so now the question is, where is he sent? When is he sent? We know the NFL trade deadline is Tuesday, November 5th, which just happens to be the same day as the presidential election. So that'll be a nice quiet day in our country. And again, I would expect that at some point by then, Davante Adams will be moved. Could it be next week? Sure. Could it be next month? Sure. But I think more and more it's tracking towards him being traded.
Any chance the Patriots would have interest or would be even an option for him?
Don't see it. And I don't see it for a couple of reasons. Number one, he is in the last year, or after this year, there's no more guaranteed money in his contract. So To get the Raiders to trade him, they're going to have to get sufficient compensation. And Devontae has a number next year, a salary that's like $35.6 million, non-guaranteed. So if you're trading for him, you'd like to have him beyond this year, but you're going to need him to restructure the contract. He's not going to restructure the contract in a place that, you know, he's not looking to be. He wants to try to win a Super Bowl right now. He's in the latter stage of his career. That's what he would like to do. And while I believe that New England has built a lot of talent, I don't know that they're on that trajectory. And so it doesn't make sense. So I don't see it as being a viable option right now.
The Raiders, just to stick with that for a second here, when they brought in Antonio Pierce, it seemed like, first of all, everybody hated Josh McDaniels over there. So when they brought him in, it seemed like a big culture shift in Vegas. They won five games at the end of the season. It seemed like everybody liked him. What happened to sort of expedite this breakdown between Pierce and some of his best players this year?
Well, we don't know if there's been a breakdown between Pierce and some of his players. We just know that Devontae Adams wants out. Now, we don't know whether that's related to Antonio Pierce or whether that's related to him wanting more money guaranteed the next couple of years, or him not seeing the progress in the Raiders, or the quarterback not being what he thought, or him wanting to play with Aaron. Like, there are a whole host of reasons. I still believe that Antonio Pierce has got the support on that team. That's what I believe. But Devontae Adams obviously would like to be traded at this point in time.
Adam, there's been reports, including from you, that Drake May isn't necessarily close or ready to go. He's not going to start this week, a week some had circled as a potential first career start. What do you think the story is there, the plan we keep hearing about? What's your sort of take on Drake May, and will he even start a game this year?
Well, again, I think we'll go by what Gerard Mayo said this week, which is that he's 100% behind Jacoby Brissett. And we do know that the team has not been in any rush to get to Drake May. And they would like to make sure that he has the time he needs to continue to learn and grow and be in a spot that he's not being pressured. There are so many young quarterbacks rushed into service before they're ready. And it doesn't really serve them well in the long term. And I think the Patriots are taking the big long-term view here, which is the right thing to do. And I think you kind of feel when it's time. Again, I always felt like coming to the season, and we'll see how it plays out, that we might see Drake May get a little bit of experience at the end of the year. You know, the last two, three games. Maybe they decide they want to do it sooner. Maybe there's a reason they feel like he's growing enough in practice and absorbing enough that they can do it. But I always felt like that was the logical course of action. If we go back to the Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes started and played the very last regular season game during his rookie year in Denver. That was the only game he played his rookie year. And the next year, they cleared the decks, and he was the starting guy. Now, again, if they want to take that page from the Chiefs playbook and apply it to May, I think some people would think that that might be a wise idea. But they don't seem in any great rush to get to Drake May right now, which is completely understandable.
Yeah, they certainly don't. And with the David Andrews injury, Adam, it seems like that may have even pushed it further off if it was going to be at all. Looking at the state of the offensive line, and really in the NFL right now, it seems like there's a real offensive line crisis on a lot of these teams. Do you see the league sort of moving back in that direction? Like, do you think that's going to start becoming like a trendier early round draft pick, these offensive linemen, with the way the league is right now?
Well, I think that they've always been valued and coveted, and I think teams always know that if you can shore up those spots, that's some of the most important things that you can do for your football team. I don't think that's anything new. I think that's always been the case as long as I can remember following football. You know, the sexy picks are the quarterbacks and the wide receivers, and those are the picks that generate buzz. It's not real sexy to go out and draft Joe Walt. But those are the picks that make franchises in the long run. And I would imagine you're going to see, you know, New England, you know, acting in an appropriate way in the future. And I think teams have looked to do that all along. I don't think that's anything new.
Adam, you're probably not surprised, but around here, a lot of people are paying attention to Bill Belichick's media career and all the podcasts and TV shows and Manning cast. I'm wondering from afar, after about a month, what you think of the job Bill's doing. I know he had an aggressive comment on the McAfee show about questioning the plan and Gerard Mayo. Just your thoughts on Bill Belichick's first month in the media.
he's taken to it quite well. I always was offended. I remember, kidding. I think he won an Emmy for his role in, what was it, the 100 Greatest Players, whatever they did.
Yeah,
big spin. Yeah, so he won an Emmy. So he won an Emmy before I was ever even nominated for an Emmy. Like, I've worked this long time, and I've never, ever been nominated for an Emmy. He's won an Emmy. So he's got Super Bowl wins. He's got an Emmy. And with the work he's doing, he's probably going to win more Emmys this year. And he's going to completely leave me in the dust, which is going to further humiliate me and force me to leave the sport of covering football to have to go cover basketball. There I can win an Emmy.
I was going to say, that's all going to change once you take over that NBA beat. The way things are going, we'll probably see you calling states during the election too, Adam. Anyway, thanks so much for the time today. Always great to talk with you.
Thank you so much, guys.
All right. Thanks, Adam.
That is the great Adam Schefter, and maybe soon to be NBA newsbreaker Adam Schefter, joining us here on Arcand and Hart WEEI Afternoons. Some interesting stuff there.
Yeah, that was interesting. All I could think of when he was saying, a good reporter, if they work hard, can do whatever job. And I kept going back to Matt Patricia. Good coach is a good coach.
Right.
Adam, we've learned there is specialization in this world for a reason. No one knows that better than Mac Jones and the New England Patriots.
That is a good point. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Quick break. When we come back, we got a reset on the Bruins here. We haven't talked about them much today at all. The Jeremy Swayman thing getting way out of control here. We will get to that and go over the timeline and talk about what this guy is actually worth right after this.